glows with balloon flights, tethered balloon rides, conditions permitting. Friday VIP only event with the band Epic. Weekend VIP tickets available. General admission tickets $5 for one day, $7 for two. Kids 12 and under free at this weekend's Bogalusa Balloon Festival, Friday through Sunday. More info at Bogalusa Balloon Festival Facebook page.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you.
Smiles.
And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing.
When the sun comes shining through,
shining through.
When you're crying,
when you're crying,
you bring on the rain,
bring on the
stop
rain.
Your sad.
Stop your
I always play the horns. We keep it till
smiling.
The horns go on. Sorry.
And the world will smile.
About those saxophones. See, that's crotch rock in New Orleans. So, of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with another episode of The Beat Exchange. And today we're going to have our guest, James Neighbors, is the founder of Overpasses for America, and Miss Phoenix Kingsley, a friend of the Beat Exchange on a national stage. So I wanted to say something because that's going so crazy. I can't turn on the television because I might break it, so it's better to keep it off. But I have to say this. I started reading the quotes of past presidents because the one we have now must have mush for brains, and as vice president, word salad's not the word. I mean, I think they're really agitating us. But this is the quote that I like. A free people ought not only be armed and disciplined, but they should have sufficient arms and ammunition to maintain a status of independence from any who might attempt to abuse them, which would include their own government. And that's George Washington's. So there's differences of opinion what our freedoms and liberties are, but the U.S. Constitution guarantees it for all of us. It's including the January 6th political prisoners that had been held for over a year without bail. These are human rights abuses. So these freakazoids in Washington, D.C. have no right to be on the world stage talking about what any other country is doing. And I'm starting to get hot about it because we shouldn't be soft. We need to talk about it. That is not right, what's going on with those people. It was an inside job. There's enough video of it. And it seems like Milley, General Milley, the fruitcake woke general, Nancy Pelosi, the illegitimate House Speaker, D.C. Mayor Bowsom, and information has surfaced that Mitch McConnell was involved with what was going on January 6th. I mean, these are the people that jumped up, including our own senator, from U.S. Senator from Louisiana, that crazy man, Cassidy. When Mitch McConnell said that the election was over the next day and that Joe Biden won, he lied. He lied. They hadn't even finished counting to find out who won, or even finished counting their fake ballots to even say that Joe Biden won. But evidence has come out, and it's been out for a while, that President Trump was reelected in a landslide victory. Other things were happening that was coming forward. And that's why they needed to get him out of the White House, to take his power away in authority. And so Esper, as Secretary of DOD, and General Milley conspired with Nancy Pelosi, who should have nothing to do with that part of our government except sending letters, making requests. But you don't dictate to them like you're the command-in-chief. But that's what she was doing. So they actually going a little crazy, sending all this money to Ukraine, and we should be making phone calls to our representatives to not do it, because they don't represent a foreign country. They represent us. And it's time for them to be exposed for what they were doing in Ukraine. And Russia has identified the parties involved in the bio labs and the child trafficking, stem cell research, the torturing, you know, like they do on their parties that were reflected on Anthony Weiner's computer. But that's wild, right? But we have a right to see what was going on Hunter Biden's computer, that 51 intelligence officials had stated that it was Russian disinformation. It wasn't. It's actual. Even the pictures of him in bed with his 14-year-old niece. Because the Bidens are known as a crime family, and they're inbred with their pedophilia. That's why they were pushing to get a judge on the bench that can't even give a definition of what is a woman, because she's not a biologist. Well, is she a drag queen too, like so many others? You know, I mean, come on. It's a bunch of freaks. I was going to tell you what. It's offensive for strangers who have no intimacy with your children except to see them in school. And instead of teaching them and learning their capabilities, they want to teach them how to masturbate, and they want to teach them to how to assume certain sexual positions. These are young kids. So this has been going on for a while, because Obama hired a famous pedophile, Kevin Jennings, as czar of safe schools. And so he was hired for his close association with NAMBLA, his lectures on fisting to young school children and placing child porn in the school. Now we get to see that the writing of child porn, so many books in a library, that's a major industry that all of a sudden just blew up, right? No, it's always been there, under the radar, like the drag queen storybook hour, with the judge that put it together calling it the Cream Foundation. The Cream Foundation. He just got busted for dispersing child porn, because he's a freak too. So we got to make plans to not have to get these elected officials to be disciplined, because it's way out. So we can't be put as second-class citizens in our own country because they decide to give the baby formula to the processing centers, the housing facilities for the illegal alien invasion, and the shelves are empty to U.S. citizens who are mothers. And all they're going to do is make people be more awake, so that they're going to cross party lines and they're going to start voting for people other than Democrats. So we're going to see you in a little bit after the break. WGSO 990 AM. It's Barbara Hoover with The Beat Exchange.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carver. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM. A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy Sign Capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it. The time has come for our nation to come together as a group, as a community, and as a family of brothers and sisters. Have you been searching for a patriot group to join? At AP 3%, we believe that citizens from all walks of life must stand unified, peaceful, and in a legitimate manner to overcome tyranny. Our goal and mission are simple. We believe in the sanctity and principles of the Constitution of the United States of America in its entirety. We fully support all constitutional law enforcement, first responders, and the military. AP 3%, reclaiming America, one patriot at a time. APIII.us.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 1 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. at lunchtime, live on WGSO Radio 990 AM, where we'll talk Pelicans basketball, LSU basketball, and UNO basketball with great guests, great interviews. So join me every Monday, noon to 1 p.m. live, WGSO Radio, for another brand new season in the paint.
Hoover with the Beat Exchange, and there's James Neighbors, the founder of Overpasses for America, and Miss Phoenix Kingsley, a friend of the Beat Exchange. They're both on the line with me, huh, guys?
Yes, we are.
Hi,
there we are. So, anyway, did y'all see like the big guy, which is a nickname for this puppet Joe Biden that was installed? He wasn't elected. And if you don't know what we're talking about when we say install, because some people don't, then you need to kind of learn your history that they have taken away from you in the schools. And it's quite simple. You can get books to learn about it. But the best thing to do is get the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. That way you can do citizen's arrest on the police. I tried to do that on the sheriff, and I just happened to tell one of the new police officers. I asked her when I saw her, I said, tell me something. Where do I bring the person when I do a citizen's arrest? I mean, how does that get processed? And she says, well, let the police handle that. And I said, no, I need to handle it. I don't think the police can handle this. And they said, no, it'd be better that you let the police handle it. So I said, well, I don't think they will, because they wouldn't really take a police report of some crimes that occurred, serious crimes. So I think that I need to do a citizen's arrest. Well, who is it you're trying to do the citizen? You want to do the citizen's arrest on? I said, your sheriff. I was dead serious. But, I just figured that they had to go back to him and say, look, we met this crazy woman and this is what she said. Because they have to. So, that was like, play a game in my life, I'm going to put it right back in your face because I said I would. Now, what's bad is when you have weak men with badges and guns. Because, see, a weak man, a strong man would not allow any loopholes or selective prosecution, even when he's given orders that, don't prosecute this. What's somebody using an ID in my name and draining bank accounts? And my mother lets me know about it, and instead of taking it to the doctor, they taking it to the banks in different parishes. Well, that's still a crime, no matter how long it takes for y'all to investigate it. And in fact, what I've been doing is exposing things on air. Like the first radio show that I had was BJ was helping me and to be a producer. And I talked about how serious crimes are committed and the police refuse to take a police report. They won't allow one. That means you're dealing with an organized crime syndicate, while they're wearing the uniform of police officers. That's what that is. Now, racketeering's a big thing now. It's quite trendy.
Well, it is hard to get the criminals to arrest themselves.
Exactly. There you go.
Which is why Biden isn't in prison or Obama or so many others.
Yeah, exactly. No, exactly. Because they rigged the election so they could evade prosecution.
And, well, that's exactly what it is. It's so many things are going on and have gone on with the Biden family that honestly they make the Rosensteins that gave the secrets of the A-bomb to the Soviet Union, they make them look like charity workers in comparison.
Well, what's sad is that these people spend more time negotiating child trafficking. I mean, come on, let's be straight about it. When we had arrest here in New Orleans, where it was a big to-do, where they caught a ring of child traffickers. Our local news passed it off as runaways, but there was a 3-month-old baby that was stolen. Sold when it was born, because we don't know one way or the other, because they covered it. So I've been after...
They have to want this kind of stuff, Barbara. They really have to want this kind of stuff, because we will send, $40 million to Ukraine to fight Russia, but when Trump asked for, far less than that to build a wall on the border to stop child trafficking and human trafficking on the border, it was all they could do to barely build a metal fence. You know, we right. should have a concrete wall that makes anything, makes the Great Wall of China look like, you know, something that kids would play on. I mean, really, we need to make the border impregnable.
Right.
But, you know, in the meantime, but instead of taking care of our own country, the Democrats are sending it all to, you know, to people overseas to fight their wars. Meanwhile, we're actually literally being invaded. We've had more people coming to the United States since Russia invaded Ukraine than the troops that Russia sent into Ukraine. Now, think about that. We've literally had more people cross our border illegally in since the, you know, the 79 days, I think it is, uh-huh. that Russia, you know, Russia invaded Ukraine, and we have had more people pour across our borders than all of the military units that Putin has sent into Ukraine. Now, that's absurd.
Right. You know, I still think that, you know, people need to get to the border, you know, like these different groups, and at least go see what's going on and see what needs to be done with the people who are already trying to, like Sheena and stuff like that. And so we could get to find out, you know, by being open to people like her, calling in and letting us know what is going on, because it's unbelievable, the videos that I've been getting time-coded to, not something that was sent a couple months ago. You know, it's really sad, because maybe with this baby formula crisis, people understand that by allowing this illegal alien invasion, we actually being denied our own needs as U.S. citizens. And so it took to this baby formula crisis for people to really realize that. And that's the sad part, because people should be wanting to protect our mm-hmm. country. And, you know, look.
Well, it's a sign of the times. Yeah. America, at one point, we were so wealthy that we could give and give and give and give. We're not that way anymore. And I hope that starts to sink into people.
Right back in there. That's why you can't be trusted to do the music. Yeah. So anyway, we're going to take a break. And we're going to get back with Miss Phoenix Kingsley and James Neighbors with Overpasses for America right after this break. Thank you.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue. Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. A single car crash in Washington Parish claims two lives. Trooper William Huggins says the driver, 31-year-old Pamela Brown, and 16-year-old Kawan Brown of Kentwood were both killed when the Hyundai they were in veered off the road shortly after 11 p.m. Saturday.
After it left the roadway, the Hyundai struck an embankment, went up in the air for a little bit, and then began to overturn off the roadway before hitting two trees.
He says both were pronounced dead on the scene. Three unrestrained juveniles were in the backseat of the car and were taken to a local hospital. Impairment is suspected. The House Transportation Committee voted today for Senate-approved legislation that would result in the installation of speed cameras on the I-10 Atchafalaya Basin Bridge. Rose Pine Representative Charles Owen.
I don't like cameras. I think we have too many of them. I don't want to live in China. But this is something else. And you're right about the police officers being there and in danger. And that is a crazy bridge.
LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.
Turn to Mueller to provide a building solution that is just right for you. Whether you're looking for additional storage space for your treasures, protection for your vehicle, a new barn for your ranch, or even a place for your family to call home, at Mueller we have a variety of building options to meet your every need. Choose from our wide selection of pre-designed kit buildings available in multiple sizes and colors. Or if you desire a building that meets certain requirements, Mueller can work with you to design a custom building specific to your needs. Rely on us to deliver a steel building that meets your exact specifications and provides superior quality and timeless value. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com for inspiration and to see the options that are available with our kit and custom buildings. Then give us a call at 877-2-M-U-E-L-L-E-R or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Get ready, Raider New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, May 14th and 15th at the Ilario Center. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, May 14th and 15th at the Ilario Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. Be sure to ask about additional Leidenheimer products when we return, and visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Ooh, Leidenheimer, that's what I said. Ooh, Leidenheimer, that's ranch for bread.
Leidenheimer.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
So we're back, and we still have James Neighbors with a lot to say from Overpasses for America. And we want Miss Phoenix Kingsley to get involved in the conversation, even though we're carrying on. Good thing we'd only have 2 hours. We'd be screaming in the second hour. So
hey, Barbara, can I circle back to the schools real quick? Because I agree with everything you said about the schools.
Yeah, go ahead.
But there's an option that maybe people don't know about, and maybe they should start looking into it. There's a lot of patriot groups that have started charter schools, and most of them are listed underneath a Christian school because
good.
The government is real particular about how you do your charter schools. But if you look in your local area for charter schools, just call them. Go in and talk to them. Your children don't have to go to a public school. Most charter schools are not funded by the federal government, like public schools are. They don't adhere to all of that silly stuff that's done in public schools.
In New Orleans,
or dangerous stuff.
Right, no. In other cities, no, you're right. In New Orleans, we have a bunch of Marxists that came down and is running the charter schools. So the best thing to do is to go to, in New Orleans, is to go to a community center and put up a flyer or whatever of you want to get people in the neighborhood, you know, in the community to do a home school. And they have to have schedules for everything else when they run in their lives and that, you know, and as a mother and as a parent, father. But in New Orleans, it's dangerous because what we've been doing is we've been keeping this woke generation alive and functioning when they're not functional. It's unsustainable with their ideology. So what they do in the charter school here in New Orleans is they just walk into a classroom and just choose a subject that they want to lecture on. So these kids really aren't learning anything, you know. So that has to be changed.
And parents need to do their due diligence
and
check it.
Well, that's
and homeschooling is certainly a second option.
Right. You see,
the charter schools here in Oklahoma are doing so well that the teachers unions are trying to find any legal loophole they can to get them shut down.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's the same in Arizona and New Mexico.
Right. And and then at this one school recently, they have charged this professor, shaking a kid, I think, by his ankles. But look, they had that in the 50s and the 60s when kids were so bad that, you know, you couldn't.
Did that to my younger brother. He came out all right.
Yeah. Hey, in the 60s, in our deal, we had to put our hands up, our knuckles, and we still got hit with a ruler in a girls' school, all girls' school. So, I mean, they were some wild girls in that school, believe me. So,
I just wanted to throw out a couple options.
No,
and then
that's
just
right.
To touch on what James said earlier about them not wanting to stop the corruption. You are so correct, because we can find the cow that made mad cow disease in another country in 72 hours, but we can't catch these pedophiles. Come on.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. And if they, which then leads to the obvious next thought, is if they don't want them caught, what are they doing?
They're doing it too. That's why look, way down here, I look at the phone and it says that a Russian agent said that Putin is terminally ill, blah blah blah. Guess who the agent is? Christopher Steele with the fake pee-pee dossier. Yeah. It's like they're building him up and they're still doing the Trump-Russia collusion hoax because nobody's reporting on the fact that they have been investigating indictments. And I know Jeff pulled up the judges and everything in a connection. But you see, President Trump filed a civil RICO complaint against the same players. And in Civil RICO, all you have to do is show preponderance of evidence and how they advanced the racketeering activities. And that's...
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no, no. That's people just...
You mentioned court.
No,
people...
Right, go ahead.
Hillary's campaign chief is being pulled in on the Durham investigation. He is on trial right now for fabricating. You mentioned Christopher Steele, and it reminded me of that.
Right,
That whole thing is on trial right now as we speak.
Mm-hmm. And,
and how much of America do you think knows that? What a shame that that isn't public information.
Exactly.
If we didn't live in clown world, it would be on every news station every minute for them to discuss what's likely to come of it.
Exactly.
But they aren't.
Right. Yeah, because people didn't know about communism. You know, what's communism? I can't believe somebody asked me that. But, hey, they pulled it out to schools in the 60s and the 70s. You know, by the 70s and 80s, they didn't have anything about Marxism, you know, so they wouldn't know that when it was a big deal for the Obamas to send out letters to all the artists that traditionally painted ornaments for the Christmas tree, that when they had Chairman Mao, when they were telling the artists that they weren't going to take any religious symbol, any cross, any nativity scene, that was... they weren't interested in. But guess what? They had Jim and Mao hanging on a Christmas tree and had a lettuce, a famous drag queen. But that's nice, you know, because they called it the holiday tree. But they just failed to mention that it was a genocidal mass murder. It killed more people than Hitler. And then Anita Dunn is at a high school graduation representing the White House, and she's pitching the ideology of Chairman Mao to these students, you know. And it's like she resigned after that because they were following all the communists, but she wound up resigning, and then she became the opened up a PR firm. And when Sandra Fluke, or Fluck is what they call it, but Fluke played the games with Obama about the abortion, you know, and hardcore transgender activists or whatever, where they passed her off. She was in her 30s, and they passed her off as a 23-year-old co-ed. You know, so it's constant, you know, game playing from the word go. And so they have to understand that this cracker that's in the White House right now, that's Obama's puppet. He put that idiot there with Pelosi. There were arrests in Italy. People don't know this because, the Pope gave them the red carpet treatment. Yeah, to all the pedophiles coming to visit. Another pedophile. How many pairs of red shoes were there at that meeting? Who were the 86 vehicle motorcade during that time? Who was that they were receiving? But you see, we got to sit through. Can't get any questions, ask any questions, you know, because that's not politically correct. No, what is politically correct is how we got to the woke craziness, tolerating, and people misunderstand what tolerating is about. You know, some people just watch how things happen, and then they make a plan accordingly.
Well, you know, this is what we're experiencing right now with all this wokeness and this reverse of reality with transgenders and things like that. You know, normalization of things, of everything indecent. This is all coming out of Antonio Gramsci's playbook, and I was real pleased to hear that. They're even starting to talk about him on religious radio now. So we've identified the enemy, and it's Antonio Gramsci. Now, he's long since passed away, but all of this woke stuff, all of this critical race theory, this anti-white racism that's going on, you know, exacerbating and exaggerating and just outright lying about other instances of wrongdoing and things like that. This is straight up out of his book. And all it is just the opposite of reality.
Right.
And so when they start spewing this stuff, remember, they're just telling you the opposite of what the
actual. Exactly.
Never Enough Tattoo.
We're going to come back in a minute.
705 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Get ready, Greater New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, May 14th and 15th at the Ilario Center. Show hours, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, May 14th and 15th at the Ilario Center. Show hours, 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company, and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. Be sure to ask about additional Leidenheimer products when we return, and visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Ooh, Leidenheimer, that's what I said. Ooh, Leidenheimer,
that's French for bread. Leidenheimer.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
WGSO, 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hood with the Beat Exchange. And James Neighbors from Over Passes for America. And also Miss Phoenix Kingsley, a friend of the Beat Exchange on the world, on a national stage. I mean, just going to keep it all quiet. But it's good to have you involved, Miss Phoenix.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So I found this quote, too, and this was beautiful. It said, tolerance is not a Christian virtue. Charity, justice, mercy, prudence, honesty. These are Christian virtues. Tolerating grave evil within society is itself a serious form of evil. That was Archbishop Charles Capote. And between him and Vigano, that's who we should be paying attention to, their writings and what they have to say to the people. Not this crazy Pope Francis, Fruitcake Francis. He wound up getting in through lobbying. That's against canon law. And he joined the Catholic priesthood, Jesuits actually, when everyone suspected it was to finance his Marxist ideology. So he was already a Marxist before he ever joined. So it wasn't like he became a pedophile and a Marxist after he was ordained. It's like people don't realize that there's an altar that the priests go to before they go out to the larger altar. I'm giving the layman's terms. And at the altar, before they say the mass for the people, they say that they're chaste and pure. Well, if you're a pedophile, you're not chaste and pure, you're lying. But you just go through the mechanics of it, and then you go out there with your filthy hands and you're delivering the Eucharist. And this is what the crazy people are having protest outside the abortion clinic, burning the Eucharist. I wonder if one of the devils from the Catholic Church blessed it. God help us. But, you know.
Yeah, well, they can blaspheme all they want. The only person that's going to...
What's that? We can't hear you, James.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
That was weird. No, I mean, they're only hurting themselves, burning those Eucharists. They're trying to hurt us, but, honestly... the funny thing about it is, in order to get a Eucharist, some church had to get some money.
Right. Right.
So thank you for your donation, ladies. You know?
Right, exactly. Exactly. So dig this. John Kennedy, that's our senator from Louisiana, one of them, said Abbott is offering baby formulas that were previously on hold. They offering it for free with a doctor's recommendation. If you're in need, you call Abbott directly, that's the Abbott Manufacturing Company, directly at 1-800-881-0876. 1-800-881-0876. And so that's just one of the things. I was supposed to put
I wonder if that offer comes with a free vax shot after you have to call your doctor to feed your child.
Really? You know, it's weird.
Think about that.
Right. Because he, put that out there, I figured because it's our senator, we had to.
We should never, as a nation, get to where a single company can cause a shortage. Being shut down will cause a shortage of this magnitude.
Right.
Why aren't there some smaller corporations, some smaller processing plants, that aren't billionaire or multi-billionaire companies manufacturing this stuff?
Because Obama put so many regulations that the mom and pop people closed down in his first term, first year.
Well, exactly. So everybody you know that is having a shortage of baby formula, if you know anybody, that you make sure that they know that the reason that this problem exists is because of government regulations that have made it too expensive for people to open new businesses.
They even went after the Amish, and they had people that would drive for hours. Lieutenant Dan told us about that. They would drive for hours, even cross the border, to go get what they had, the fresh product, because it wasn't, well, it didn't need to be pasteurized, but anyway.
I used to drink straight milk from the cow. We'd go get it once a week from Mrs. Adams. No pasteurizing, no nothing.
Right.
Well, guess what? I didn't get sick, and I'm still healthy. I'm still here.
No, right. No, exactly. So
I think it's disheartening that we've got to a point where we have to call our doctor to get formula for our child.
Right.
Well, yeah. That is disturbing.
Here's the numbers on the homeschooling. In 1970, 13,000 homeschoolers. 1980s, 200,000. 1990s, 850,000. Then it went up in the 2000s to be 1.5 million. Homeschoolers by 2010, 1.7 million. And homeschoolers by 2020, $5 million. So
100 years ago, the percentages would have been reversed between privately or public, not letting in that public schools. But, you know, homeschooling, people act like homeschooling is this new thing. It's like, no, that's actually what made America awesome, was parents passing on their wisdom and education on to their own children.
Right.
Yeah, it's a return to our roots. It's not new.
Right.
Yes, exactly. Exactly right. It's a return.
Right, so, anyway, wow.
There are baby formula recipes out there for people that need them. There, it's a simple search on whatever search engine you want to use. But long before we had cans of baby formula, people used to make it at home.
Right, here's one. It's homemade baby formula recipe. And 32 ounces of water, 2 cans of evaporated milk, 2 tablespoons of Kao syrup, and 3 droppers of polyvisol infant vitamins. That's it.
And if you can't find evaporated milk, all you have to do is simmer regular milk for several hours, and it will become evaporated milk.
Right. No, really.
Just in case.
Right. No, it's wild. You know, but...
It speaks to our dependence on other people to take care of us. Instead of figuring out how to feed our children, we now have to go buy a can of baby formula, and now they've created an emergency with this can? Come on.
Yep.
We need to go back to depending on ourselves.
Well, I had a breakthrough. I used to hate to wash dishes. But I would do it, but sometimes I just didn't want to do it. But... what I do, I grow beautiful roses because I make potpourri and other things. And so what I suggest everybody do is cut flowers and put near your kitchen sink. And then it becomes a pleasure to wash the dishes because you're looking at the flowers.
There you go.
No, really. I say this to everybody, really. Really.
Sounds like a good idea to me, actually. What a good way to keep down that little bit of funk that gets near your sink, you know?
Right. I mean, my sink is sparkling now. So anyway, we're going to slide over for John. Well, I got a cough, but Patriotic Jambalaya is coming on at 8 o'clock. And so... I see y'all at the same time next week with James Neighbors and Miss Phoenix.
Thank you, Barbara.
Oh, no. Absolutely. Talk to y'all in a little bit.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carville. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy Sign Capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-586.
Hey all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.